New year, new me. A phrase that pops up every January as new goals are set for a fresh new start. Whether it be to eat healthier, go to the gym, study smarter, or find a new job, many resolutions are made to improve our physical health, finances, and work ethic. However, how often do we make resolutions for our mental health? What goals should we be setting to improve how we feel? Joining us on the line to discuss this is Dr. Fiona Barlow, Senior Research Fellow in the School of Psychology at the University of Queensland. Hi, Fiona.
G'day, Joel.
Now, why do we have this fascination with setting goals at the start of a year?
I think it just serves as a nice little shorthand for us. We sort of like, as people, we're always taking stock of our lives and thinking about what we want to do next. And I think it just seems like a good time.
Okay. Now, why do we tend to set goals related to our physical health?
I think in general, we often put our mental health to the side. It's not something that we think about or talk about until it's too late sometimes and things have gotten a bit grim. We're experiencing depression or anxiety. And what I suggest in my little article that I wrote for the conversation is it's time to stop that and really think about putting mental health first.
Are there common goals that we sort of set each year that have a negative impact on mental health?
Yeah, there actually are. So one of the biggest goals that we set is wanting to lose weight. So in order to do that, we typically go on restrictive diets or just diets in general. And what the research tells us is that for most people, these resolutions fail. They typically lead to long-term weight gain, not weight loss. And in general, feeling bad about our bodies is linked to really poor mental health and poor function in general.
So basically, it's sort of a combination of eventually not eating well and then being upset with yourself for not, you know, fulfilling your resolution?
There's a whole bunch of things. I mean, one of the things that happens when we really restrictively diet is that we slow down our metabolism. So increasingly, we have to eat less and less in order just to stay the same weight, even if it's overweight. And then in general, our bodies, which are very efficient as evolution designed them, respond to getting less kilojoules by upping the extent to which we get hungry. So through hormones such as ghrelin, etc., and making us want to eat more. So dieting itself can be a very, very tricky, self-defeating sort of a behaviour. Then when we, quote-unquote, fail at our diet, we start to feel worse about our bodies and we say, hey, I'll start being happy and I'll start living when I get the perfect body and that'll be soon, and so on and so forth. The cycle continues.
Yeah, sort of almost a domino effect.
Absolutely.
What sort of goals then can we set that are beneficial to both mental and physical health?
Well, in the first case, I would say work on loving the body that you're in. A lot of people avoid going out to social events or just engaging fully in life with their partner, with their friends, because they're too worried about how their body looks. You have like one life and one body to live it in. The best thing you can do for your mental health, body-wise, and maybe even physical health, is to just get out there and start living a life in the body that you're in. I also suggest that increasing exercise is a great one. It's very, very boring, but the more research we do, the more conclusive it is. Exercise, no matter whether big or small, is linked to lower levels of depression and anxiety. You feel better when you move.
Yeah. Look, I agree because I like to go to the gym when I'm feeling a bit down, and it sort of just makes your body feel better. It makes your brain feel better. Yes, I completed something. It's a good feeling.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's so interconnected that it does. It makes your body healthier. It increases bone density and muscle mass, but it also is intimately linked to our mood.
Yeah. So what factors do you think we should consider when picking goals?
I think one of the most important things that you want to consider is who are you as a person? What are the things that you want? Not what your family wants for you or your friends think you should make a resolution, but stuff that you actually want to achieve for you. The next thing to consider is being really concrete. It's not enough to just say, hey, I'm going to exercise more. You make a whole lot of more headway if you actually plot out when you're going to exercise more, how you're going to exercise more. Make it really specific. I'm going to exercise more by each Monday going for a walk at 7:30 with my friends or whatever it is.
Yeah, I agree. And so you could sort of make a list. Or what about if you joined a group? What if you had like a group involved? Would that sort of persuade you more to go out?
Absolutely. Making yourself accountable to friends is great. And that also leads to another point, which is that joining groups and being with people is fantastic for our mental health. Did you know that social isolation is a better predictor of mortality, that is death, than either diet or exercise? We're social creatures and we need people in our lives. Sometimes that can be a bit daunting, but there are so many great apps for your phone, things like Meetup, where you can find groups of people that might be like you, or you can schedule a little more time with friends and family, or even just join a walking group, go to the dog park, have some friends come to the gym with you.
Yeah, I think these are great ideas. If you had to suggest one goal to set this year to improve mental health, what would it be?
One overarching goal, I just think, would be to just try and accept yourself as you are now. The thing is, we often think to ourselves, if I just hated a particular aspect of myself enough, my body, how I procrastinate, you know, whatever it might be, then I'd be motivated to change it. And the science tells us this is the furthest thing from the truth. The more dissatisfied we are with a certain thing, the more likely it actually is to occur.
Yeah.
You'd be surprised how accepting yourself can actually lead to a raft of positive changes and behaviours.
It's very interesting. I'm going to have to leave it there, Fiona. Thank you so much for your time this afternoon.
Thanks, Joel.
That was Dr. Fiona Barlow, Senior Research Fellow in the School of Psychology at the University of Queensland, discussing New Year's resolutions and mental health. Very, very interesting stuff.